of the 19th century in Eastern European Jewry. But succinctly put, the Musar movement was a movement that came to not only restore morality to its highest plane in Jewish life, but it came to emphasize the development of proper character traits as being the most important thing in life, being the maximum that a Jew could achieve, and not at the expense of Torah, but with the statement that if it was not present, then the Torah itself would not be able to do it. The famous aphorism of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he was asked by someone, "If I only have 10 minutes a day to study, what should I study, Musar or Talmud?" Which is like, have you stopped beating your wife? So Rabbi Yisrael looked at him and he said, "Study Musar, and then you will see that you have more than 10 minutes in the day." Well, that attitude of self-improvement, self-analysis, it's almost a psychological reworking of the person, which is what the Musar movement was. That's a direct inheritance from the Gaon. And in fact, the mentors of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Zundel of Salant, and others, were themselves the disciples of the Gaon. The Gaon lived in an age of great, great people. It's almost ironic that these people lived in that age, because the Gaon dwarfed them. Had they lived in any other age, they would have been the leaders of the Jewish people. They would have been the scholars. They would have been the great intellectuals. As it is, they are great and they are well known, but under the sign of the Gaon, at the time of the Gaon, rather, they were not measured perhaps as they should have been. I'll give you an example here. The Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz, who is the author of the commentary to Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnah. So he states, Kol Yishuv Kulo Yoshev Tachas Kochav Echad. All humanity is under one star. There is one star that shines in our firmament. Hagon Mevilne Sheole Rak Echad Le'elef Shona. Once in 1,000 years, such a person comes to the Jewish world. Rak Pam Achas Nofal Mirakiyav Nismale Kol Olam Kulo Ora Zutora. And once only in 1,000 years does this falling star come to earth and light the Torah for us in such a fashion. That type of attitude encompassed everybody who existed during that time. There was the great Rabbi Arya Leib Mimitz, who was known as the Shagas Aryeh. There was Rabbi Yecheskel Alevi Lando, who was the Rav in Prague, the noted Yehuda. There were many, many great, great scholars in that generation. But because they lived at the time of the Gaon, so didn't quite make it. In those terms, had they lived in another generation that did not have the Gaon. So complete was his dominance of Jewish intellectual pursuit of Torah and of the Talmud and everything else. There are many, as I mentioned to you, there are many legends told about the Gaon. One legend is that he lived at the time of the Maggid of Dubna, the famous Maggid of Dubna, Rabbeinu Yaakov Kranz, who I wanted to mention. The Maggid has an example on the point that I spoke about before, that people change the text to fit their own ideas. He was a famous, the Maggid was famous for his parables, for his Mesholim. that he wants to ask them how.